Welcome back. In today's episode, we will be continuing on with our search engine rankings and what we can do to try to get top listings in Google to generate traffic for your business. Today, we are going to be concentrating on more of a long-term strategy than a short-term strategy. And what I mean by this is that if you have not already done so, then this is very important for you to do. You need a domain name with your existing name. The reason I say that is it is the easiest keyword you will ever get in the search engines, yourownname.com. If you can't get yourownname.com, then get yourownname.name. It should still be available, one of the two. Now, you may be asking yourself, why would I care about a keyword under my name? No one's going to type in the search engine my name looking me up. Well, quite on the contrary, what will happen is if you are not an established marketer, you are correct. In the short term, nobody is going to be looking up your name. However, in the long term, if you send every email that you send out and you have your name on it, if you send every kind of promotion you have and you have your name on it, if you start building websites and your name is attached to the website, you will get your name out there. And this is a very important thing for you to do because it's going to establish your reputation and also, you know, in the end, if people may want to buy a product from you, they may want to research your name and they will type your name in the search engines. Nowadays, in the beginning, obviously, nobody really looked for David Sheen. Who's David Sheen? In fact, in many cases, lots of people still don't know who David Sheen is. But I do get several visitors per day to my davidsheen.com site that search the name David Sheen. Fortunately, I had a blog set up and I had the domain name davidsheen.com. So I had no problem getting a top ranking. So therefore, people that are researching my name, I am one of the first sites they're going to come to. There's many other sites that are optimized and there's many other words out there and lots of other stuff on David Sheen. But, you know, you definitely want to be as high to the top as you can. And the easiest way to do this is to buy a domain name with your name, .com preferably, .name if you can't. And then set up a WordPress blog. Now, if you do not know how to set up a WordPress blog, then you need to have a web host that has Fantastico in it. Because Fantastico, what that allows you to do is when you log into your web host cPanel, there is a Fantastico button that you click on, and it will allow you to install a blog with one click. So you just set up your, you know, it's just a wizard. You just punch in some details as you're setting it up, and bang, you'll get a WordPress blog set up. So if you haven't done so, buy your domain name. Now, also, one of the major things you want to do is make sure that whatever web host you're using does have Fantastico. Now, I, a couple of years ago, was turned on to the web host that I use for many, many of my sites, and it has been a very good experience because customer service-wise, any problem I've ever had gets answered very, very quickly, and you definitely want this with a web host. I've had other web hosts where you're looking at a 48 to 72 hour response time on a help desk ticket, and that is unacceptable when you are trying to get a website set up. So having the proper web host is very important, and many, many of the top marketers all use the same hosting company. One, because they are set up for marketing, they know exactly what the marketer's needs are. They provide more tools and stuff for marketers than just about any other web hosting company. Furthermore, they currently have a $1 trial on their best package ever, and their best package here, it rivals no other company for what they give you. So I'll list off some of the features you'll get by using your web hosting here and then being able to have the access to the Fantastico to install your WordPress blog. But they have a package called the Titanium Package, and this package will give you unlimited hosted domain names. It will give you 200 gigabyte of bandwidth a month. This is huge. It also gives you 70 gigabyte of space for storage. That is so many sites that it would take you forever to fill that up. You won't fill that site up unless you're doing a web, a YouTube type of site. But your average site, a WordPress blog, won't take up any of that. But this will give you lots of room for future expansion. They have Fantastico, they have cPanel, they have Web Host Manager. This is a part of the web panel that you can actually add a website to your host just instantly, very quickly. So actually, you can buy a domain, use your Web Host Manager, and have that domain up and running in 24 hours. The other features to this are too lengthy to mention. I could go off for 10 or 15 minutes just listing off features for this web host. So check out the link that I've provided in the image with this podcast, or just go to davidcheen.com/recommends/best-webhosting.html. Get your $1 trial for the titanium package. You'll be very pleased with this company. Once you have logged in and you've got your account set up, then the first domain you want to buy there is your name.com or your name.name. I suggest .com if it's available. Then you want to go to Fantastico in your cPanel and set up your WordPress blog. Is very straightforward with Fantastico. You just click on it and it'll just follow the instructions from the wizard, and you'll have your blog set up in minutes. And then you can start posting. Blogs are very search engine friendly. Every post that you do will add rich organic text to the search engines, and the search engines are crawling these blogs as a high priority because of the content you'll find in blogs as opposed to a regular website. Frequently updated content, it gets cataloged, your site becomes bigger and bigger every time you post. So a blog is very important nowadays. I mean, pretty much everybody's got a blog. If you don't, this is definitely some advice you got to follow. But most importantly, what I want you to get out of this podcast is that you need a name, your own domain name with your name. So if your name is Frank Harris, you want to get frankharris.com. Definitely do this today, because so far I found on Facebook 6 or 7 David Sheens in the world. Fortunately, I grabbed davidsheen.com before any of those decided to do so. So please get your domain name before you can't. And do it through the web hosting referral I'm giving you, because they are long-term going to be your best solution for any other websites you add as well. So if you have an existing web host, you can still do it with them. Just make sure they have Fantastico. If they don't, then it's time for you to look at another web host, because besides Fantastico, the other features that come with this hosting that I'm talking about is very important. Having a good web host is very key to having top search engine rankings, because you want the tools to help you get there. So for this episode, that's it. I just wanted to get into a very important feature of getting your own domain name.com or .name and setting up a WordPress blog. We will go into further detail in future episodes. Have a great day.